Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. We'll hear from Joe Douglas. He spoke today. Remember, yesterday we carried Joe Shane. We'll hear a little bit from Joe Douglas with the 10th pick in the draft where the Jets will go. We'll do that coming up in a little bit. We get the Yankees. You know, there is something I did want to get to, BT, with the Yankees and the Mets. I saw an article this morning from the Post with John Heyman writing about Soto and Alonso.
Saw it. Explain it for those who didn't.
Potentially changing places in the offseason. Now, this is nothing new. You and I have, in fact, discussed this very thing, just the possibility of it many times. But when John Heyman writes it, you know, Heyman is a little more insider. He's got his contacts and all that stuff. And not that he wrote that it was going to happen, but the fact that it would be a possibility. So I ask you, as a Yankee fan, would you be okay if, let's say, the Yankees couldn't afford Soto or didn't want to go to that extent? And then, as Heyman wrote, like, Alonso would be a realistic possibility as a fallback option in the event the Yankees are going to make Soto their number one priority. But if they do lose him, they could go after Pete Alonso.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with Pete Alonso. Sorry. I just don't. Not interested. Not interested at all.
Now,
at all.
I think that that's one scenario that both Yankees fans and Met fans would be disappointed with. Even if the Mets got Soto, Met fans would not be happy unless it was Soto and Alonso.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they would be sad that their guy is gone and then look where he went. And by the way, this will never happen.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
Remember,
way.
I did tell you a while ago, it was just dating back over the winter, whatever, I told you that, you know, the source, one of my sources.
Oh, about Pete wanting New York, but maybe wanting the Yankees more than the other side of New York.
Oh, I don't
know
about wanting him more, but it wasn't like he wasn't open to the idea.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doubting that Pete's open to staying here and that he wants to stay with the Mets and that he might be open to moving to the Yankees. I'm just telling you, I'm not interested in Pete Alonso. I'm just not. Not at 30 years old. Not when you have Judge locked up for 8-9 more years. And nope, not when he's an average first baseman. Not interested.
And I got to tell you, this is me now being unbiased broadcaster, as I normally am, but I'm going to differentiate for this conversation specifically. I do think Juan Soto was a better fit for the Yankees.
Yeah, you said that before.
And I think that the Yankees need to do whatever they can to keep him. It's the perfect fit. They can't afford to lose him. They need him and Judge in that lineup for the next 5, 10, however many years. Soto obviously be here beyond that. Mm. But I'm talking about with Judge specifically. The Yankees need to keep Juan Soto. I actually think it's good for baseball to have the Yankees have those marquee guys together. They're the Yankees again, the evil empire, all that. they need to keep Juan Soto. Now, the Met fan in me wants the Mets to go after him. And by the way, they should.
Oh, they're going
to
go after him.
And even the broadcaster may be like, the Mets should go after him.
They're
available.
Going to.
Yeah, go get him. I don't think he'd be as good of a fit with the Mets. I'd be excited about it.
Yep.
I think he'd still be great. I don't think Juan Soto would be as good of a fit. By the way, I still think it's going to happen. I still think Soto is going to go to the Mets because I believe the Mets are going to offer the most money. But I think he just fits better with the Yankees. And there's no way the Yankees, you talk about how you get on the Knicks if they lose this series. Mm-hmm. If the Yankees ever lost Juan Soto specifically to the Mets, that's not one you could recover.
No, that would be, it's not acceptable, which is why.
Even if it ends up with Pete Alonso, it doesn't matter.
No, there's nothing to soften that at that point. Even if you get a couple of those great pitchers that were hitting the market, no way. I disagree pretty much with everything you just said. Number one, and this is nothing new. I mean, if you're new to the show, maybe it's new for you, but I don't think there's any chance. Well, I shouldn't say any. I don't think he's leaving the Yankees. I don't think he's going to the Mets if he did leave the Yankees.
You think he'd go outside of New York?
I don't know. But I just like, I don't see him leaving the Yankees to go to the Mets. And the other thing just that I would disagree with a little bit, and I don't think he's a better fit for the Yankees. And this is just a compliment to Soto's transferable talents. I think anywhere he goes, he's a great fit because he's a great player. The thing about the Judge and Soto stuff, I'm intrigued to watch it. I hope it continues, but I could almost make a case, and yeah, it would be fun to see them do damage while Judge is still in his prime, however many years that is. But I think it's almost as important, if not more important, that Soto is a Yankee for Volpe, for Dominguez, for Spencer Jones, etc.
Agreed.
Almost more so than Judge.
Yeah.
Judge can handle his business by himself.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say that he's more important to the Mets because the Mets need a superstar. However, if you're telling me now, even if Alonso's in play to remain a Met and they get Soto, I still think Soto fits better with the Yankees lineup. But now you're telling me that it might be Soto or Alonso. While I know that Soto's the better player, I don't think that that's nearly enough for the Mets to get to that next level.
But you would make that, you would hit that button today to make that happen. Bye-bye, Pete. Hello, Juan. You would do that as a Mets fan. Come on, what are you even thinking about?
No, well, here's what I'm thinking about. There's a lot to this. Now, again, if you ask me who's the better player, I love Juan Soto. I think Juan Soto's the better player. But I think the Mets need a legitimate superstar to go with Lindor and Alonso.
Yeah, no,
I
get that part.
They need a number one star over those guys, not in place of their premier home run hitter. Because Juan Soto's not going to hit 40 home runs with the Mets. So he's going to get on base. That's what he always does. He'll hit some home runs, sure. But when Juan Soto inevitably takes his walks and gets on base, who is going to be driving him in? I mean, you talk about Alvarez taking that next step. Are we sure that that's going to be the case and replace Pete? Like, you don't just replace. Pete Alonso's got all-time great consistent power. That's a fact. It's been a league since 2019. Like, the one thing you can't knock him for is his power.
True.
It's there every year. That hasn't been a fall off. A little bit with the average last year. Defense, you can mock, whatever, get on that. You want to talk about
that? I don't mock it. It's just,
well, whatever.
It's slightly
above
average.
You want to get on that, that's fine. You cannot get it. Like, every year he plays, first of all, he plays every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to hit 40 home runs minimum.
No question.
So that's hard to replace.
Yeah, but you haven't won anything with that. Now, I'm not saying that that's his fault.
Well, I mean, they did win 101 games.
I get that. This is what, season five, season six for Alonso here? They've been, outside of one year, they've been a bad team. Now, this year's changing, so I'm not counting
you
this
think,
year.
Do you think the Mets, let's say Alonso's out. Let's say it is one or the other.
Okay.
And they go hard after Soto. You know, they love the younger guys, all that, all those different
things. I think they're
things.
Better with Soto than they are with Alonso.
Okay, right. But do you think a Mets team with Soto, Lindor, Alvarez, Beatty, all the younger guys. You
Jack
think
Williams,
that
maybe these other Cunha.
You think they project better moving forward, short term, long term, without Pete Alonso?
Yeah.
I just don't know where you're making that power off.
Pete's a one dimensional player. This isn't 1980.
Yeah, but you still need home runs. You still need power.
I know, but I prefer a little speed. I prefer a little average. I prefer a little gap to gap. I prefer a little bit more than he gives you. What he gives you is what he gives you is Ralph Kiner. Like Ralph Kiner is a power hitter. A huge compliment what he did with the Pirates, Ralph.
And I'm not saying that Judge is the same as Alonso. He's not. We all know what Judge is as a player, although Judge obviously off to an awful start.
Better wake
this
up
year.
Starting this weekend. I got you.
I mean, you look up all of a sudden before you know it, maybe Judge ends the year hitting 260. And for him, that's. Now you're coming down to Alonso's level with the average.
I think 260 is in play, by the way. I don't think that that's crazy.
Okay, but if Judge.
But Pete hit 225 last year, not 260.
Understood, but Pete's, you know.
Yeah, he's closer to 260.
Judge hits 260 and 50 home.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Runs, well, Alonso does that.
Yeah.
And Judge getting older and gets banged up, whatever. Again, I'm not trying to compare the two players. But if you take Judge off the Yankees, don't you think that that minimizes what Soto
No.
can...
I'll tell you, I know you do. And I mean, we completely disagree, yeah. So you know why we disagree fundamentally. Because the value, the trickle-down residue that the rest of the lineup feels from Juan Soto's mere presence is so much greater than that of Pete, even Judge to an extent. He makes pitchers grind. I can't point to more than that.
I get that, but if I paint the scenario that you don't have Judge behind him in that order, instead you have Stanton and Rizzo, and even if Dominguez does come back,
but you're not going to have those guys forever. You're acting like Stanton's going to be here for six years, and Rizzo's going to be here for three. Rizzo's probably gone this year.
But I'm taking Judge off the team.
But you don't have to. Judge is on the team.
I know that, but I'm giving you the hypothetical because you're saying the Mets would be better off with Soto opposed to Soto and Alonso.
I do.
But if you take Alonso out, if you take Judge out, now you don't have that power guy to drive him in.
Yeah, no, I
when
get
he gets
that.
On. What is Soto's greatest asset as a player?
He's always on base.
Getting on base. Therefore, you need somebody behind him to drive him in.
I know what you're saying. When you break it down like that, that's why I say you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I just don't latch on to that as a real thing that I would hang my hat on. Like, It's just deeper than that, and it is. Like, he's unique. He just faces so many pitches.
Who do you think needs Soto more, Mets or Yanks?
Who need the Mets? Because the Mets don't have the lineup the Yankees do. Like, the Mets need more good players than the Yankees, because the Yankees have more good players than the Mets.
Right, but if you take Soto off the Yankees...
I think the Yankees probably still have a better lineup. It's closer. It's much closer.
I mean, but all the talk is, this is the Soto effect. The Yankees are different this year because of Juan Soto.
Yeah, but Dominguez is coming back, too.
That's part of it.
By the way, it's close. I'm not saying that the Yankees buy a landslide over the Mets there.
Answered it rather quickly.
Well, because I think that the Yankees is the answer. That's why I answered it quick.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's get back to your calls here on the Knicks ahead of game one tomorrow. Roosevelt's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Roosevelt?
Morning, guys. Hey, big fan of the show. Quick story. I got a chance to watch Brunson and Stark at an NBPA event at Rucker Park last summer do a three-point competition.
Stark took him out.
Beat him. I will say that.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah. I know. But I went there looking for Stark, and I argue with other Knicks fans about this. You know, I love Brunson just like everybody else. I think he's an amazing player, beautiful to watch. But with 5 seconds left on the game clock, and the last couple games where he's had an opportunity to win the game, and going into the playoffs, are you guys giving the ball to Brunson to win the game?
I'm going to start what I'm going to draw. That's a good question. And by the way, Carmelo's efficiency at that point, not nearly as good as you think. Missed a ton of big shots. All right. So I'm going to draw up the play. I'm going to pretend I'm Tom Thibodeau. We're down by one. There's 9 seconds left. He's not going to inbound the ball. You know, let's say it's OG or DiVincenzo. Boom. Brunson gets the ball. 9 ticks to go. What am I doing? Well, the first thing I've got to incorporate is that I've got to know that they're going to run a double team at Brunson to try to get him to give up the ball. So you've got to anticipate that, which Tom Thibodeau obviously will, and so will Brunson. You inbound the ball, Brunson gets it, boom, 9 seconds, two guys run at him, and I trust him. It's not about making the shot. as much as it is making the right decision. And I'm going to leave it at that. I trust Jalen Brunson to a lot more than not make the right decision.
Would you say that may be the biggest area of concern? Knicks down a bucket, end of game. No, you know, they don't have that second option.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With Randle, that's where, and I know what you're going to say, you know, Randle doesn't have the ability or hasn't shown the ability to make that tough decision.
He's stuck some game winners. Remember one in Miami from the baseline last year, the three?
Yes, but Boltan turnover.
I don't trust him there.
That's what I'm saying. Or not making the right decision.
I don't.
He can make the shot.
Yeah.
He may not make the right decision and he may be a little sloppy with it, but I'd still rather have him be there. And I feel like, okay, when you have those two guys, those two stars, those moments, tight playoff games, what you expect them to be, that's where they're really going to miss Randle, because at the very least, it would keep the defense honest. Where now, if I'm Nick Nurse in the Sixers, I say, all right, well, I'm going to double or triple Jalen Brunson, force him into a spot where he's got to get rid of the ball in an uncomfortable way, mm-hmm. and make somebody else beat him.
No, I get that. That's a good basketball thought. True. Even if Randle's 2-for-13, you got to respect him. So you're not going to be as reckless with the, forget about, you know, a third defender could flash out of. I get that.
And they don't have that creator. That's
well,
the
Brunson's
other problem.
The creator.
Yeah, outside of Brunson. DiVincenzo can shoot.
Okay.
He's going to create.
Think Dante's a decent creator.
Well, he's going to have to against the best of the best in the postseason. Because Ananobi, is he a creator? No, he's a shooter. These guys,
he's more
strength.
Of a shooter. That's he's not much saying. Of a creator. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
We always go back to the comparisons to the 94 Knicks. Who was creating for the 94 Knicks? Derek Carper was 33.
Yeah, but that was their biggest reason for not winning a championship.
But they still got to the finals. Yeah. And if Patrick would have played better instead of shooting 37%, maybe they would have won. Or if Starks didn't go 2-for-1,000, maybe they would have won.
Why can't you help yourself and not knock those Knicks? You can't help yourself.
I'm not knocking them.
You're ripping that's like a dagger in my heart. Dismiss the Mets all you want.
Yeah.
I can't
you
have
take
you.
Take it personally when I start doing this. Well,
Ewing and Starks, like, is that because you're a little bit older than me? I don't understand why you, like, I'll admit, I am biased with those guys. I love them.
Yeah.
I love that. I don't care what Starks did in Game 7. I don't care that he missed a shot in Game 6. I don't want to hear about Ewing getting outplayed by Olajuwon.
Which he did. He got destroyed.
No,
so why do
it.
I do this? You want me to give you the answer? Because generally, I'm more honest with things that I love. There's the answer.
Now hold on a second.
If I don't really care about something or somebody, I don't really feel the need to tap too deeply into my heart. I love those Knicks as much as any team or players I've ever loved, and I'm going to give you the honest answer. Patrick got smoked,
and
everybody knows it.
Understood. I got to give you my honest answer on what you just said.
What?
Do you remember us talking about the Jets?
With the unkillable stuff?
Come on. Any of it. You're honest with the things you love. I would argue you love the Jets more as much as any other team.
Yeah, I was not honest when I was defiant that the season was over.
Yes.
Well, but that was...
Hold on.
Okay, I appreciate the pushback, but that was more preemptively addressing what I thought might happen. I'm talking about the speech.
Six or seven.
No, I know, but I'm talking about the speech, not the other stuff.
Speech,
like the speech, that was my way before things actually went down. That's what, as crazy as it was, and I know it was crazy, that's what I felt. What I'm talking about now is a 20-plus year reflection, honestly, transparent view of how Patrick got punked.
Stop! Patrick got punked. I always thought our biggest disagreement would be about the Yankees and the Mets. It is ultimately going to be about your disrespect.
It's not
for
disrespect.
Patrick Ewing.
Well, then I would say that it's your lack of honesty toward Patrick Ewing.
Fair enough. I will admit.
I'm not being disrespectful.
He's one of the greats of all time.
I acknowledge that. I had posters all over the room. I love Pat. I love him. So, but I think my take is more accurate with what actually transpired.
BT.
Put down the pom-poms, little fanboy.
BT.
Our boy got destroyed by number 30 by Olajuwon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.